ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे देवाय गो ब्राह्मणाहिताय च जगत्हिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर, श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। I welcome all of you in this afternoon program here at Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Thank you for coming. Today, in this afternoon, we are going to discuss about a very powerful and unique personality. This personality is endowed with so many jewel-like qualities. This personality he has displayed the most uncommon love of Godhead in his life when he was here. And this personality whose body is completely filled with divine love, and who is, whenever he sees the dark rain clouds, and he would fall unconscious remembering Lord Krishna. This is the personality who was intoxicated day and night from drinking the ambrosia of Krishna Prem. And this personality is such a personality whose pastime was praised by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself at Remuna at the temple of Shishi Kshirchura Gopinath. And this personality is one who was an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was sent to this world before the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lay the foundation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, which is going to be unfolded in the future. Actually, this personality is someone whom, remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would swoon in ecstasy. He would faint in ecstasy. And he is the personality whom persons like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, and personalities like Ishwarapuri, they all accepted him as his spiritual master. And who is also said to be the sprouting seed of the desire tree of bhakti, whose trunk is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, trunk and root is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. That's what is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This personality is who is wish-fulfilling tree in the realm of eternal Goloka Dham. He has actually descended from the Goloka Dham. Is a desire-fulfilling tree, Kalpa Vriksha. And this personality whom Lord Krishna gave personal darshan in the form of a cowherd boy, you just saw in the drama. Personal darshan disguised as cowherd boy for giving him a pot of milk. And then this personality is whom Lord Krishna appeared 3 times in his dream and instructed personal services. So, and bound by whose love, Krishna accepted loving services not only for him, but million others, and still he is delivering millions of other fallen conditioned souls in this material world by giving darshan as Sri Gopalji or Sri Srinathji, who is there situated at Udaipur, Nath Dwara. This personality is one for whom the Lord stole the pot of condensed milk. You can think who is this person. And he is for eternity now known as a Kshirachora or a thief who has stole the Kshira. And this personality he is who is the eternal, who is only person besides Radharani and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who can experience and who had experienced the ecstasy of Mahabhava. And this personality is that person in reciprocation of whose untainted prema bhakti the festival of this Chandan Yatra is celebrated every year for 21 days in this month of Vaisakha, which had started from Akshay Tritiya. And that's what the commentator of the drama was mentioning here also. And this personality is one who was following ayachak vritti. He would never ask anybody anything for his own survival. Whatever would come on his own, on its own accord, he would accept it, otherwise he would just fast. He was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord and would never ask anyone for anything. And this personality, if we understand and study his life is filled with so many lessons to be learnt by anyone on the path of perfection. Whoever is interested going back home, back to Godhead, his life is a torchlight beacon. So yes, now you have understood whom you are talking about. Yes, this personality is Srila Madhavendra Puripad, whom we have just observed in this drama performed by the devotees today. Recounting this pastime of Srila Madhavendra Puripad, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lost his external composers in ecstasy, who lose it. This pastime is very purifying, and anyone who hears these narrations with faith and devotion. Now this is the benediction. Right from the beginning only I am just giving you the benediction. If it is heard nicely, then you will be eligible to get this. So please be prepared. Attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus foot of Sri Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shraddha yukta hiya iha sune jan, Sri Krishna charane se paaye premadham. This is not my words. This is the words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who narrated this story of Madhavendra Puripad on his way to Jagannath Puri when he was going there. So definitely today, by the causeless benevolence of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev and merciful Vaishnavas like yourself, I have been given this opportunity. Although I am not worthy for this, this story was narrated personally by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I am definitely not worthy of it to remember and narrate this Leela of Sripada Madhavendra Puri, which is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 4th Canto or 4th Parikshede it is called. So definitely I am feeling extremely honored and grateful, and I request your blessings to perform these services for my purification and for your pleasure. So thank you so much. In Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he actually gives a summary commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita in this Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. So he gives this following summary on the 4th chapter. And he says that passing along the path of Chhatrabhog and coming to Vardhamanitrashvara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the border of Orissa. When he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati at Katwa, and then after taking sannyas he started towards Jagannath Puri, because his mother on the way requested in the Shantipur that you better stay near Jagannath Puri instead of going to Vrindavan. So he started there, and the route through which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri is also mentioned. So he came to Chhatrabhog, and from Chhatrabhog he came to Vardhamanateshwar, and from there he entered in the border of Orissa. And he just entered into the very transcendental place called Remuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the border of Orissa. On his way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by chanting and begging alms from different villages. And in this way, he reached the celebrated village of Remuna, where there is the deity of Gopinath. There he narrated this story to Madhavendra Puri, story of Madhavendra Puri as he heard it from his own spiritual master, Shilaishwar Puri. Sometimes some other people also say, in some other references also it is mentioned that this story was story of Gopalji, how Gopalji appeared to Madhavendra Puripad has been narrated by Sri Nityananda Prabhu to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this narration which you saw in the drama, actually we are going to re-depict that same drama, but not into a visual media but through a verbal media. So you have to keep your ear open. Earlier you were just keeping your eyes open to behold the nice drama, but now you have to hear the drama to understand it. It is mentioned once Sri Madhavendra Puripad, he travelled to Vrindavan. He was a sannyasi who was roaming all over India. So in his travels he came to Vrindavan, and while going through the 12 forests of Vrindavan, he came upon the hill known as Govardhan. And then Madhavendra Puri was, actually while roaming in the 12 forests of Vrindavan, he was almost mad in his ecstasy of love of Godhead. And he would not know whether it was day or night. That was his condition. So sometimes he would stood up and sometimes he would fell down on the ground. He would not discriminate whether it was proper place or not a proper place. He was actually into ecstasy, just touching the land of Vrindavan. That was his heart for Vrindavan. So he went on circumambulation or parikrama of Govardhan Hill. So after circumambulating the hill, Madhavendra Puri went to Govindakund and took his bath. Then he sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest. So while he was sitting beneath that tree, an unknown cowherd boy came to him with a pot of milk and placed that milk in front of Madhavendra Puripad, and smilingly he addressed to him. He said, "Please drink the milk I have brought for you." And then he asked, "Why don't you bake some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you actually undergoing? Why you don't bake things like this?" So when Madhavendra Puri was questioned like this, he was just gazing at that boy. And seeing the beauty of that boy, Madhavendra Puri Pad, he was becoming very satisfied within his heart. And also hearing the sweet words that was coming from the lotus mouth of that cowherd boy, he actually had forgotten all his thirst and hunger, whatever little he was kind of feeling. And then he asked that boy, "Who are you? Where did you reside? And how did you know that I was fasting?" Remembering these lines, I remembered the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur also. Bilwa Mangal Thakur also, in search of Krishna, was coming to Vrindavan. He was completely thinking about Krishna. And by that time, he himself has blinded himself by just piercing some nails into his eyes. So, because he had become blind and he was not able to trace the path properly, and he was supposed to cross a road. And that time he was seeking for somebody's help. "Can someone please help me to cross this road?" So hearing his sound, a small boy came and asked him, "Baba, can I help you?" And by saying this, he just asked him to please hold my finger. The boy said to him, "Please hold my finger." The boy gave his finger to be held by Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And then he just started pulling him across the road. While he was crossing the road, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, in the touch of Krishna, actually that boy was Krishna. And he started feeling a different kind of emotion that was erupting into his heart by that touch. So he started just catching his entire hand. And as he was about to catch the hand, that time the road was also crossed, and the boy, he just snatched his hand from his hand and said that, "Now you have crossed the road, I am leaving. Hare Krishna." So by this time Bilwa Mangal Thakur could understand this small boy was none different from Krishna. So he addressed Krishna. "Haath chudaye jata ho nirbal jaane ke moh." You are thinking that I am having no strength, and that's why you snatched your hand from me. "Jo jao hriday mahu mard bakhanu tohi." If you are very powerful, So if you can just come out of my heart, then I can understand that you are a very powerful person. So I have already captured you in my heart, you can never come out. So that was the condition of Madhavendra Puripad. He started asking about that boy, who are you? Where did you reside? And how did you know that I am fasting? The boy replied, sir, I am a cowherd boy and I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask for any food or any milk, I supply him all his eatables. Then he said, the women from the village, they would come fetch water here. So they had come here to fetch water and they saw you sitting here. And they thought that you are hungry, you have not got anything to eat. So they supplied this milk to me and asked me to bring it to you. So that's why I brought this milk to you. Then the boy continued, but I don't have so much time to talk to you right now because some work is still pending for me. I have to go and milk some cows. So you just drink the milk, keep this lota with you, and after some time I'll come back and then collect this pot. And saying this, the boy left, and very soon he became disappeared. And when the boy left, Madhavendpuri's heart started palpitating. He started wondering, thinking that who was this boy? And I had heard this lecture from our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. That time he was mentioning, when Madhavendpuri was just drinking that milk, he started contemplating, thinking that this milk is not from this world. This is from out of the world. And he was thinking that who's this boy, from where he has brought this milk. And thinking like that, because the milk was so tasty, he drank that milk. After drinking that milk, he just washed the pot and put it aside and started waiting, looking towards the path, thinking that the boy will come and collect the milk. That time he'll get some more opportunity to speak to him. But although he was eagerly awaiting for that boy, but that boy never returned. And that is how the night grew. He started chanting his mantra. This Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was quite eager, thinking that that boy would be returning. But the boy did not return, and the night grew, grew and grew, and it has become almost across the midnight. And then, at that time, he was actually not getting sleep because he was waiting for that boy, but after some time he just dozed a little, and his external activities stopped. So while he was dozing, he just had a dream, and in that dream Madhavendpuri Pad saw that same boy who has brought the pot of milk to him, he had come, and he came and he addressed him, and the boy came before him, hold his hand and said, come with me. He took him to the bushes in the jungle, and the boy showed Madhavendpuri in the bushes and said, I reside in this bush, this is my home. And because of residing in the open in this bush, I suffer very much from severe cold, rain, showers, winds, scorching heat, so many things. So I was waiting for you for such a long period, and why you are not coming? Now since you have come, please go to the village, bring the village people and get them to take me out of this bush. Then take me on the top of the hill and situate me nicely on that hill, and then please construct a small temple on top of that hill for me. And that boy continued, and install me in that temple. After installing me, please wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body must be cleaned. For many days I have been observing you. I have been wondering, when will Madhavendpuri Prabhu will come to serve me? I was thinking like this, that boy said. And he said that because you are my such an unadulterated devotee, I have accepted your services due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear. It's only because of you I will again appear in this material world and give my audience to all the fallen conditioned soul, and just by my audience and accepting some services from them, I will deliver them from the pangs of this material world, from the sufferings of this material clutches. So he said, my name is Gopal. I am the lifter of Govardhan. Then he narrated that initially I was installed by Vajranabha, my great grandson, and here in this village I am the authority, I am the presiding deity of this village. When the Mohammedans, they attacked one time in this village, the priest who was serving me hid me in this bush, in this jungle. Then he ran away out of the fear of the attack. And since the priest gone away, I have been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care and start giving me your loving services. After saying this, the boy disappeared from the dim, and Madhavendpuri Pad, he woke up and began to consider his dream. He began to lament. He thought that the same boy who came and gave me the pot of milk, he came in my dream and he told me that he is Krishna, he is Gopal, lifter of the Govardhan. And when he came in front of me, Sakshat, I could not recognize him. So he started lamenting. Actually, this is the condition of many of us. We want to see the God, but we don't have eyes to see the God. To see God, we need to have knowledge. Many people tell, Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna tells that people, they want to see me. They want to see me with their naked eyes. Although I am present in front of them, but they don't see me. Why they don't see me? Because they don't have proper understanding. They don't have proper knowledge. Krishna says, if you want to see me, yo mam pasyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pasyati, tasyaham na pranasyami, sachame na pranasyati. I have never lost to anybody. Neither I am invisible to some people. I am visible to each and everyone, provided they have qualities to see me, qualifications to see me. And what is that qualification? They should have knowledge. What knowledge? Krishna says, rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasu suryayo vidyam pavitram omkaram riksham yajurevacha. Krishna gave such common understanding, common things of common understanding, that anyone can relate with water. But because of our lack of proper understanding, that who is the taste of the water, we never realize that it is Krishna who is the taste in the water. But everybody feels the water to be tasty. Right? And everybody every day uses water. But we don't think that we can see through this water presence of Krishna. We can see through the presence of this heat and light that is coming from the sun and moon, that it is because of Krishna. Krishna is the source of all that thing. So if anyone wants to see Krishna, he can see easily Krishna. ప్రేమాంజన చురిత భక్తి విలోచనేన సంతః సదైవ హృదయేషు విలోకయంతి యం శ్యామ సుందరమచింత్య గుణస్వరూపం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. బ్రహ్మాజీ ఆల్సో గివ్స్ ది సర్టిఫికేట్. ఎనీవన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఆయినేటెడ్ హిస్ ఐస్ విత్ ద అంజన్ ఆఫ్ లవ్, లవ్ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ్, హీ క్యాన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ సీ కృష్ణ 24 అవర్స్. ఫర్ హిమ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ నెవర్ లాస్ట్. అండ్ హూ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ మాధవన్ పురిపాద్, ఆల్ దో హీ వాస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్టెటిక్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ కృష్ణ కేమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్, హీ హ్యాడ్ ఎ వివిడ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ హిస్ హార్ట్ స్టార్టెడ్ పల్పేటింగ్, వెదర్ దిస్ బాయ్ ఇస్, హూ ఇస్ దిస్ బాయ్, వై ఇస్ హిట్ సో మచ్ యాక్చువల్లీ బికమింగ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు మై హార్ట్, లైక్ దిస్ బాయ్ నథింగ్ హ్యాస్ ఈవర్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు మై హార్ట్. సో హీ వాస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ గెటింగ్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ టు ద బాయ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ, బట్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఎస్ దిస్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ. బట్ కృష్ణ మేడ్ హిమ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఆర్ ద కౌహర్డ్ బాయ్ హుచ్ హెస్ కమ్ విత్ ద పాట్ ఆఫ్ మిల్క్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, దట్ వాస్ మీ, బై గివింగ్ హిమ్ దర్శన్ ఇన్ హిస్ డ్రీమ్. But he started lamenting and he started thinking, I saw Lord Krishna directly but could not recognize him. And thinking his misfortune, he fell down in ground in ecstatic love for Krishna. Then when he came to his externals, he cried a lot. He cried a lot. But while he was crying, he was also fixing his mind on Krishna. What Krishna has instructed me. So, when he started contemplating on the instruction of Krishna, he started thinking that Gopala has ordered me to do something for him. And let me actually contemplate on his order and try to fulfill his order, how he can do this. This gave me, I remember by just incident, that Arjuna had gone to Dwarka when Krishna has departed. And when he came to understand that Krishna has left this material world winding up his leelas, so he started lamenting. He came in his lamentation to Hastinapur and narrated the story to Maharaj Yudhishthir that Krishna has left, and Krishna's leaving this planet has created a kind of big vacuum in my heart. And he said that I started lamenting, but when I remembered what Krishna told me, or Krishna instructed me while instructing Bhagavad Gita to me. So he started remembering that how Krishna was actually remembering him or addressing him in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, or even otherwise that. Narmani Udara Ruchira Smita Sobhitani He Partha He Arjuna Sakhe Kuru Nandaneti Sanjalpitani Naradeva Hride Sprishani Smartur Luthanti Hridayam Mama Madhavasya. He started telling that when Krishna was calling me Parth, Sakha, Arjun, etc. And that's how, when I started remembering his instruction given to me through Bhagavad Gita, then the soak, lamentation from my heart vanquished. So if a devotee becomes contemplative on how I am supposed to serve my spiritual master, the Lord and the devotees, then all his soak or lamentation which is there in the heart, that will be definitely vanquished. So that's what actually Madhavan Puri also did. Instead of continuing lamentation that, oh, I forgot, I missed that opportunity, I could not catch hold of Krishna although Krishna came in front of me. Rather, he started contemplating that Krishna has instructed me to do something, let me go and serve Krishna. So, service, contemplation on the service is the most important factor in service of Krishna. That's how we can be always connected to Krishna. So, he started thinking or contemplating how to execute the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. He became peaceful. And after taking his morning bath, Madhavendpuri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke to them as follows. He told them, "The proprietor of this village, Govardhandhari, is laying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. The bushes are very dense and we will not be able to enter into the jungle. Therefore, please take with you choppers and the spades to clear the way." And thus making them equipped, and then he just make them united, and all of them started going together. This gives another understanding that if you want to do service to Krishna, it's not that we can alone do service to Krishna. And especially in Kali Yuga, service, Ekanta Bhajan, that will never accomplish anything. Ekanta Bhajan was performed by Bharat Maharaj. He just gave up the entire kingdom, like somebody just passes a stool and never looks at that. He just gave up that way. He entered into the forest, started meditating, he reached to the stage of Bhava. But at that stage also, because he was alone, he got caught up into the mire of a small deer, small baby deer. And nobody was there to tell him that, "Bharat Maharaj, you have left behind such a opulent kingdom behind, not to just get entangled with this small deer here. Just give this also up." Nobody was there. And then he just went on contemplating on the deer, and he lost the jewel of his life. He just returned back as a deer again. He himself. So, Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to do Ekanta Bhajan. So, Nirjan Bhajan is not recommended in Kali Yuga. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us for Sankirtan. Our movement is called Sankirtan movement. And that is what all our acharyas did. They united all the people together so that in unity, if we chant, that gives us lot of strength. So, in unity what we do? We serve Krishna like Jagannath Rath Yatra. Thousands and thousands of people, they come together, and anyone who has participated into this kind of Rath Yatras, etc., must have enjoyed it like anything. Right? Everybody enjoys. But you just start pulling alone your Rath Yatra. You make all your arrangements alone. It will be a Herculean task. You will never like to do it again. Even if once you did somehow or other, you would never like to do it again. But if you are doing it collectively, every year you like to do. And you like to contribute your part. So, Sankirtan is the moment for Kali Yuga. And that is why we all come together and then we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he assembled all the people, made them equipped, told them that you come with this kind of thing, and then they went over the hill into the bushes in the jungle. And they found it, definitely the jungle was very thick. It was Krishna who could alone took Madhavendpuri path. But even along with so many people, they could not go. So they started chopping the twigs and branches and many other trees, and then they cleared the path. And they reached to that place where Krishna was actually hiding in the bushes. He was covered with all kind of dust and dirt. And then they just cleaned all those dirt and dirt, and then they saw Krishna lying into that bushes. When they saw the deity covered with the dirt and grasses, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure also. After they cleansed the body of the Lord, the deity, some of them said, "The deity is very heavy, we cannot lift it alone. No one can move him alone." So, since the deity was very heavy, some of the strong men assembled to carry him on top of the hill. And Madhavendpuri also went there a big stone was made into a throne. That was also Govardhan Shila. A big Govardhan Shila was made into a kind of throne or asana. And the deity was installed upon that. And another big Govardhan Shila was placed behind the deity for support. And all the Brahmana priests of the village, because everybody came to know that Madan Puri has taken all the villagers to the place where they have found the deity. So everybody want to come to serve the deity. So the Brahmanas, they gathered there with new earthen pots and started bringing water filled with Govindakunda. And when the deity was installed, then about 900 pots of waters were brought from Govindakunda. And he was given Abhishek. There was musical sounds and beagles and drums and singing women. Women were singing and there were many mridangas and so many instruments were being played. And during the festival, at the installation ceremony, some people sang and some people danced, like we do in Kirtan. All the milk, yogurt and butter in the villages was brought to that festival. Various foods and sweetmeats as well as other kinds of preparations and presentations were brought there. And actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying that I am unable to describe all these things, how many things were brought. He is God himself. He knows each and every nook and corner, everything. He can describe anything. It is not difficult for him. But he is saying that it is difficult for me to describe all these things. The villagers brought a large quantity of tulsi leaves, flowers and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began to offer Abhishek. The bathing ceremony started. After all inauspicious things were driven by chanting of the mantras, the ceremony of bathing the deity started. First the deity was massaged with large quantity of oil, scented oil, so that his body becomes very glossy, because it has become rough being lying on the mud like that for many years. After the first bathing, further bathing was conducted with Panchagavya and then Panchamrita. Panchagavya means five products of the cows: ghee, milk, yogurt, then cow urine and cow dung. This is called Panchagavya. And then Panchamrita: yogurt, milk, ghee, then honey and sugar water. This is called Panchamrit. Then the Mahasnan was performed with ghee and water, which had been brought in hundreds and hundreds of pots. Then after the Mahasnan was finished, the deity was again massaged with scented oil and his body was made glossy. Then the last bathing ceremony was performed with scented water kept in a kansal. And after the body of the deity was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. The sandalwood pulp, tulsi garland and other fragrant flower garlands were placed upon the body of the deity. After the bathing ceremony was finished, incense and lamps were burned and all kinds of foods were offered before the deities. These foods included yogurt, milk, as many as sweetmeats and whatever was received for him. The deity was first offered many varieties of food, then scented drinking water in new pots, and then water for washing his mouth. Finally, pan mixed with variety of spices were offered. This is what we do in the offering. Even today also in our pujas we do like this. So these things were offered. And after the last offering of tambula and pan, bhoga, this called Rajabhoga Arati was performed. And finally everyone was offered various prayers. Everyone offered various prayers and then obeisance, falling flat on the ground. in front of the deity in full surrender. Then as soon as the people of the village had understood that the deity was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stocks of rice, dal, wheat flour, and they also brought such large quantities that the entire surface of the top of the hill was filled with so many things. Most of you must have experienced in many few last years whenever our congregation had gone there for yatras. Maybe 4,000, 5,000 devotees, they just cooked at least one preparations. And so many offerings were made to Govardhan that time. Although it was not completely filled, but at least sufficiently large area was filled with foodstuff offered to the Lord Govardhan. So similarly, these villagers, thousands in numbers, they all brought so many things, and the things were cooked and offered to Lord. So a very large portion of the hilltop was actually covered. When the villagers brought their stock of rice, dal and flour, the potters of the villages brought all kinds of cooking pots, and then the cooking began. It is described that 10 brahmanas cooked both dry and liquid vegetables. The vegetable preparations were made from various kinds of spinaches, roots, fruits collected from the forest, and someone had made bada and badi by smashing dal. And in this way, the brahmanas prepared all kind of foodstuff. 5 to 7 men prepared huge quantity of chapatis, which were sufficiently covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice and dal. They were also filled with so much of ghee. All the cooked rice was stacked on palas leaves, which were on new clothes spread over the ground. Around the stalk of the cooked rice were stacks of chapatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetable preparations were placed in different pots and put around them. Pots of yogurt milk, buttermilk, sikharini, sweet rice, cream and solid cream were placed alongside the vegetables. In this way, the annakoot ceremony was actually performed. And the villagers, that time actually Krishna had performed annakoot ceremony 5000 years ago, and this was maybe 600 years before. But still, these Brajavasis, they could remember just by hearing that what would have been the annakoot festival. Many of you must have gone for Govardhan Parikrama, so you must have seen that Anyur village, and the village just before Anyur village. Anyur village is a long village actually, in fact. And it is said that the entire area of the Anyur village was filled with preparations offered to Govardhan. That was annakoot. So, annakoot ceremony was performed, and Madhavendapuri Goswami personally offered everything to Gopal. Many water pots were filled with scented water for drinking, and Lord Sri Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Although Sri Gopal ate everything offered, still by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. And so how Gopala ate everything while the food remained in the same way transcendentally, that was not perceived by everybody, but pure-hearted devotee like Madhavendra Puri, that how Krishna was eating everything and was like, I was hearing Radha Govinda Maharaj speaking about this Govardhan pastime. And that time when Krishna requested all the Brajavasis to perform Govardhan Puja, and just hearing Krishna, they started performing Govardhan Puja, they prepared so many food stuffed and offered to Govardhan, and Govardhan with both his hands, he manifested two hands and started eating and drinking whatever was given to him. And that time Krishna looked to his friends, and the friends of Krishna were looking to him as if they were asking a question to Krishna, that Krishna, what kind of devata you recommended to worship? He is eating away everything. He is eating away everything. At least when we were performing Indra Puja, that time he was leaving behind something for us also. But he is eating away everything. So, thinking Krishna that they will criticize me and abuse me afterwards, then actually Maharaj mentioned some abuses also, what they abused to Krishna. But we can't say it here. So Krishna thought like that, they will criticize me. Then Krishna, he just looked at Govardhan, and whatever Govardhan has eaten, everything manifested again. The legs and legs of liquid sabjis and dals and curries, etc., all this appeared. All the mound of rice, the laddus, sabjis, etc. appeared. Chapatis, all those things appeared. And then Krishna looked at them again. And then they thought that, yes, now there will be a good feast. So, same thing, Madhavanpuri could see that Gopala is eating everything. But not many others could see that this is happening. But because of the transcendental touch of Krishna, although he was eating everything, but everything was remaining as it is. So, many times when we offer food to the Lord, that time we think that Lord may not be eating. And of course, there is a sloka quoted in Brahma Samhita, Anganiyasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti. Krishna can perform any activity of any other senses by any other senses. So Krishna can even eat by looking at the food. But actually Krishna eats. He says, Asnami Prayatatmanah. I immediately eat if it is offered with love and devotion. And this reminds me of the story of that Srikant and Madhu. Madhu was the son and Srikant was his father. They were the devotees of, pujaris of Alarnath. And when Srikant had gone out, he had instructed his wife that give the food offerings, bhogas, to our son Madhu and he will go and offer it to the deity. And Madhu was going inside the offering room in the temple and offering to the Lord, and his father has taught him that you have to just put it in front of the Lord, the thali, and request him that you please eat and then close the curtain for 15 minutes, then open the curtain and bring things out. So he did like that, same thing. But his innocence, when he entered, he saw that everything was lying in the plate and nothing was eaten. So he just held his head, thinking that he has not eaten anything. So he asked Alarnath that, why you have not eaten? I have given you so many things. I gave you 15 minutes also, but still you did not eat. Still you did not eat. So is there anything wrong in my offering to you? So he pleaded like anything, but no answer was coming. Then he started crying. He thought that he is not hearing me, he is angry with me, he is not eating from me. Then when the Lord saw his heart and his innocence, the Lord spoke to him, my dear child, I have already eaten, you take it away. But he said that, where you have eaten? Everything is lying here. You have not eaten anything at all. Then when he insisted that you please eat, when my father offers to you, you eat. But when I am offering, you are not eating. Then Krishna personally ate everything, finished the entire plate. And then he brought the empty plate outside and gave it to his mother. Mother thought what he did inside. Such a long time he was sitting inside. I don't know what he has done. But she didn't speak to him anything. And every day this was happening while Srikant was out. When Srikant came, he asked for food. Mother said that, how can I give you food? Your son, he goes inside the altar room and he brings empty plate. I don't know what he does. So father also, he did not had immediate doubt. He told to him that, you please make some hot kheer and ask him to again offer it. And then I will see what he does. So mother made another hot kheer and then offered in a plate, in a katori and a plate, and then asked Madhu, go and offer it to the Lord. Madhu went inside again and then he requested the Lord to eat this because mother had sent it again. So Lord said that, just now I had eaten it already. You please take it. I am full now. I'll just eat it just by looking at it. He said, no, no, you have to eat it. Then when he forced, the Lord was about to drink it. It was hot and Lord was about to drink it. At that time, his father Srikant was looking from the hole on the door, what my son is doing inside. And when he saw that the Lord has picked up the katora and started drinking, he shouted, he just opened the door and shouted loudly, "Stop, stop, stop." And then the Lord also became shaken. Suddenly something has happened. And then that hot kheer fell down on his cheek. And then it burnt it here and then fell down on his chest also. So even if you go today to the sea darshan of the Alarna deity of the Lord, you can see he has burn marks here also and on his chest also. So Srikant told him that, "How can you eat everything?" Then Lord said that, "Your son is offering me and you are offering me. Why should not I eat it?" But he said that, "Have you ever seen the deity eats? Have you ever heard the deity eats?" Then the Lord asked him, "If the deity doesn't eat, then why you offer to the deity?" That means you don't have faith. You don't have faith. While you are doing all these rituals, you have no faith that you are actually giving to things to me. You considered me just like a lump of stone. Then I don't accept this kind of bhakti. But whoever offers me things with love and devotion, I actually eat it. I personally eat it. But how I eat, only some people can see. Not everybody can see. Only some people can see. So one has to actually first have the eyes to see that Lord exists, and then he has eyes to see that when he Lord exists, he also performs many activities. And one of the activities that Lord eats also. So Madhavan Puripad could see that because his heart was clean. His heart was completely soaked with Krishna Prem. So, if you want to see all these things, we also have to reach to that stage. Although we are not at this stage, but by hearing this kind of stories and then having faith in them, believing them and practicing them like this, we may sometimes, maybe in future, sometimes we will be able to see all these things. So, Puri Goswami, he was actually able to see that Lord was eating. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that nothing remains a secret to the devotees of the Lord. Lord's all secret is open in front of the devotees. The wonderful festival of installation of Srila Gopalji, Sri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exclamation that such a huge festival, and that was actually arranged by Madhavendra Puripad in one day. So, this type of huge celebrations is not possible to arrange in one day. But he says that certainly it was all accomplished by the potency of Gopal. But no one but the devotee can understand this. Devotee gives every credit to Gopal. But of course, Krishna also accomplishes things not directly but through some people. Through some people. So Krishna accomplished this task of installing, getting him installed on the top of the Govardhan Hill by the maneuvering of Srila Madhavendra Puripad. But he actually was force behind everything. He seated in the heart of everybody. And if somebody tells to sir about God and the person is seated in the heart, he can understand. Like yesterday we were discussing and somebody was saying that when Ravana stole Mother Sita, Mother Sita was not the real Sita, that was Maya Sita. And Krishna or Lord Ramchandra was seated as Paramatma in the heart of Ravana also, and he was seated as Paramatma in the heart of Jatayu also, in the heart of Lakshman also. And he has actually, he was orchestrating all these things to happen. And he himself was a part of that also. So actually everything is ordained by the Lord. And a devotee sees everything with the will of the Lord or the invisible hands of the Lord in whatever is happening in this world. To have this kind of knowledge or to see such things, one should have complete faith in God. And that faith comes not just by this thing. Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter 27 and 28 sloka. It is mentioned that to see Krishna everywhere, all the time, one needs to have some kinds of practice. And that practice has to be done every day. It's not one day practice. Nobody can become an artist just by practicing in one day. So, there has to be practice. So practice could be of two types, positive practice and negative practice. So, if you practice things like this, then what will happen in your life, you will see, like we read in this book called Living with Scripture by Satsarup Maharaj. There he says that if you study scriptures properly, so anything happens in your life, you will be able to ascribe everything to the scripture. And if you have not informed from the scripture things of this world or what's happened around you, then you will just go on blaming to some people here or there. Kala hi karma hi, ishwara hi mithya dosh lagaye. You will go on blaming to this person, that person, that person. Rather, everything is ordained by the supreme will of the Lord. So how to see that? One has to practice it, to see that invisible hands of the Lord. And once a person sees all these things, nothing can be hidden from the devotees. That's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Madhavendra Puri offered water to Gopal for washing his mouth, and he gave him betel nuts to chew. Then while aarti was performed, all the people chanted, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radhapati Din Daya, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Radhapati Din Daya, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, after the aarti, etc. was over, arranging for the Lord's rest, Sri Madhavendra Puri bought a new cot and then covered it with a new bedspread and thus made a very nice bed for the Lord. And a temporary temple was constructed by covering the bed all around with straw mattresses. That was the first temple constructed for Gopalji. Thus there was a bed and a straw mat to cover it. After the Lord was laid down to rest on the bed, Madhavendra Puri gathered all the brahmanas who had prepared the prasad and said to them, now feed everyone sumptuously, from the children on up to the aged, all abal vridh, everybody you just feed. This story is narrated from sloka 21 to 98 in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 4th chapter. And then after the people gathered there, all the people gathered there, they sat down one by one and honored Mahaprasad. All the brahmanas and their wives were fed first. Those who took prasadam included not only people of Govardhan village, but also those who came from far other villages, from other villages also, far off villages. They also saw the deity Gopal. They also took darshan of the deity Gopal and were offered prasadam to eat. Seeing the influence of Madhavendra Puri, all the people gathered there were struck with wonder. They saw that the Annakoot ceremony, which had been performed before during the time of Krishna, was now taking place again by the mercy of Sri Madhavendra Puri. All the brahmanas present on the occasion were initiated by Madhavendra Puri into Vaishnava cults, and Madhavendra Puri, after initiating them, engaged them in different services to the Lord. Somebody started, many services are there in the temple, you know that. So after the Lord had rested, he was again awoken at the end of the day, maybe about 4 o'clock, like we do it here, and offered vaikalika bhoga and water. The news of the appearance of Gopal had spread far and wide, and people from everywhere coming to take darshan of the Lord. Villagers of different villages were taking up the responsibility of offering bhoga to Gopalji for different days. They were booking their days. This day our village will offer bhoga, like that. Thus there were Annakoot festival every day for many months. People were bringing grains, ghee, yogurt and milk and putting in front of Gopal and offering offerings of their heart. Every day it was cooked, offered to Lord and distributed as Mahaprasad to anyone who were coming. Brajavasis have natural love for Krishna and natural attraction for Krishna, and Gopal also had natural love for Krishna. It is mentioned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the nearby villages, villages from the nearby of Brajabhumi were also attracted, and they were doing Mahotsav every day. People from different countries were also attracted. They were also bringing different varieties of offerings for Gopal. Rich people from Mathura were bringing varieties of wealth and offering to Gopal. This wealth included plenty of gold, silver, garments, perfume, eatables, etc. It is mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that the store of Gopalji kept increasing day by day. One rich Kshatriya constructed huge temple. This Kshatriya was from Mathura. And one person constructed kitchen. Another person constructed boundary walls of the temple. Another person constructed Gopuram. Every Brajavasi donated one cow. And soon there were thousands and thousands of cow donated in the service of Gopalji. Gopalji has immediately become very rich. Very rich he has become, because the love of his devotees just came out like tsunamis coming out of their heart. So that kind of love is there in the. And in the meantime, when this was going on, two brahmanas in the renounced order arrived from Bengal. And Madhavendapuri, who liked them very much, kept them in Vrindavan and gave them all kinds of comforts. I mean, he appointed them as brahmacharis. And these two were then initiated by Madhavendapuri, and he entrusted them the daily service of the Lord. This service was performed continuously, and the worship of the deity became very gorgeous. Thus Madhavendapuri was very much pleased. So in this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. And after 2 years, one day when Madhavendapuri was taking his rest, he saw a dream. And in this dream also, second time Gopal appeared to him. And Gopal told to Madhavendapuri Pad that I am very happy with your services. But my bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me. Why, Lord, after 2 years of everyday bathing, and that's too with hundreds of pots of water, he was not cool. He was actually cool. But he wanted to show the love that was there in the heart of Madhavendapuri for Gopalji to the entire world. And that is how the Lord plotted a game. And then because Madhavendapuri was also not a very young person, he was elderly. And he was doing so much for the Lord. Still, the Lord told him that my body is not cool, bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri, which is almost more than thousands of miles away from Vrindavan, Govardhan to Jagannath Puri, Malaya Hills. He said, kindly go quickly. Huh? Go quickly. Since no one can else do it, you must do it. You do it personally. So, he wanted to see that, will Madhavendra Puripad will say that, oh Krishna, every time you come in my dream only. Don't you have any other person to do some services for you? Many times we say, when we are offered some service to do, many times we say that, you see only me. Huh? So, he could have said that. But he didn't say that. Rather, he became very pleased that Krishna is again giving me some service. Krishna is again giving me some service. And after hearing this dream, Madhavendra Puri, Goswami made all arrangements for regular deity worship and he engaged different people in various duties. He never knew that this will be his last. He will be just gone from here and never to return back. Krishna is playing this kind of game also. Because he went there and then he stayed in Ramana only throughout his life and there he left his body. So he became very glad rather due to ecstasy of love of Godhead. He thought that God is thinking me that I am capable of doing certain things and if he wished that I should do it, I will do it immediately. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started towards the east. To go to Bengal. And then he arrived at the house of, when he was traveling towards Jagannath Puri, on his way he arrived in Bengal and he went to the house of Advaita Acharya. Maharaj has given a very nice lecture that what are the places where Madhavendra Puri Pad had visited and how many people came in his contact, what was the leelas performed there. That was a very nice lecture he has given. But due to lack of time, we will not be able to go so much into detail. We will just stick to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if you can get to hear that pastimes, this is very nice pastimes. When he arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya looked at him. And then he thought that this is a very transcendental personality. He could just, looking at that person, understood that he is a transcendental personality. He just brought him to his home, offered very nice sitting place, offered him Argya Padya, all those things, and respected him. And after making him comfortable, he requested initiation from him. Who is Advaita Acharya? Advaita Acharya is Swayam Bhagwan. He is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is requesting Madhavendra Puripad, please initiate me. And he then initiated him and then he started towards Jagannath Puri through that same Chhatrabhog Marga. And after coming from there, he started on the path of South India towards Jagannath Puri. And very soon arrived at the border of Bengal and Orissa, at Tremuna, where Gopinath is situated. After seeing the beauty of the deity, he became overwhelmed. He chanted and danced in front of the deity and then sat there and asked the pujaris, what kind of offering do you make to the deities? His desire was that if I will come to understand what offering this devotees are making to the Lord, I will also prepare the same thing and offer it to my Gopal. So with this mood, he asked him. He actually could see the excellent arrangements made by the pujaris in that temple. He could understand that the Lord's seva is going on very nicely over here. And that is why he desired that, let me also make such kind of things so that I make understand and then I can also offer it to Gopal. Then the pujari then explained him the details of the offerings and said, in the evening the deity is offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Please, because the taste is as good as the nectar Amrita, this preparation is named as Amrita Keli. Our Balram Anand Prabhu, he has learned the formula how to make Amrit Kel. If anyone wants to, they can approach to Balram Anand Prabhu. So, this offering is celebrated in the world as Gopinath's Sheer. Like sometimes back, here also Gopinath's Khichdi was very popular. many of you may be remembering, those who are from the olden days, time of your age. Is it right? Gopinath's Kheer was very popular, and it was offered. The pujari said that this type of preparation is not offered anywhere in the world. So while this talk was going on between the pujari and Madhavendra Puripad, another pujari he bought that 12 pots of kheer bhoga, this Amrit Keli, brought in front of the Lord, and he was about to offer it. When the pujari was taking that offering in the altar room, that time Madhavendra Puripad could see that this Amrit Keli bhoga is going. So although he was ayachak vritti person, he would never ask anybody anything. It is mentioned that there are three types of yachana: kaik, vachik and manasik. Kaik means you personally go and beg something, and then vachik means you just call somebody, like that Ramanandi sadhus, they would call to the Lord, ek tho ghodi dilai de Ram. Like he was trying to climb on the hills to go take darshan of Badrinath. So he was finding it difficult to go, so he wanted a ghodi or maybe a mule to climb up. So he would not ask anybody that you give me, that is called vachik. But he would ask to the Lord that please provide me a ghoda so that I can mount it and go to my destination. And some people, they just think in the mind. They not ask, they will not even go to beg, they will not ask also, they will think in the mind, oh Krishna, I could get something like this, or this person may get something to me. So this is called manasik. But Madhavendra Puripad would not engage in either of these three activities. He was 100% dependent on God. 100% dependent on God. If anything comes without any yachana, that he would accept it. If it doesn't come, he would consider it just mercy of the Lord. Just the mercy of the Lord. He would not think that, oh Lord is so cruel that he is not giving me things. I am fasting, he can't even see. I am not asking, I am just following some vows. He would never think all these things. So he would never ask. But on that day, suddenly it aroused into his mind that if I could get a little of this Amrit Keli, I would taste it and then understand the taste and then try to cook the same thing for my Gopal. But then suddenly he realized that what I am doing, this is a big offense. I should not, the thing has not even been offered to Gopal, and I am now thinking in my mind that if I can get that. So he felt very dejected, he felt very morose. He broke his promise, he thought. And still, out of guilt feeling, he just waited there. Then the aarti happened after the bhoga offering was removed. Then the pujari performed the aarti, sandhya aarti, and then Madhavendra Puri, after attending that aarti, he just, with guilt in his mind, he just went outside the temple premises and went under a tree into an empty marketplace and was sitting there and started doing his bhajan before going to take rest. And pujari also here in the temple, he just cleaned everything and then made the Lord, put the Lord to rest. And the pujari also went to rest so that he can get early up in the morning, and then he will again engage into the service of the Lord. So when the pujari just got the sleep, that time Gopinath appeared into his dream. And Gopinath told to him, oh pujari, please get up. You remember, you offered me 12 pots of Amrit Keli, that sweet rice, but you took only 11, You did not even recognize that you are taking one less. It was because of my maya you could not understand it. But now please get up. I have stolen this and hidden it behind the curtains on my altar. Please get up, open the altar, and then take that pot from there and bring it to Madhavendapuri, who is sitting in the marketplace under this tree. And then the Lord disappeared. The pujari woke up, got up, he took bath, and after taking bath he again entered into the altar, opened the door and entered into the altar, and where the Lord has instructed. The pujari did not think that, oh, this type of dream, they just came into my mind, it may not be true. This type of things keep coming. Like many times we also contemplate on some Vishayavastu and that come into the dream. That come into the dream and then we think that we have become the king. But when we get up and then we are nothing. In the dream we were the king and when we got up we are nothing. But when the Lord or the Guru comes in the dream, that is not the case. So when the pujari got up with complete faith, he just went inside the altar. And then he saw that the milk, the condensed milk pot was actually there behind the curtains. He took that milk, again washed the altar, closed the altar, and then again came out with that milk pot outside the premises. And as the Lord had said that he is sitting somewhere in the open marketplace. So he came there and started shouting on the top of his voice, "Is there anyone whose name is Madhavendapuri? Please come here. Take this milk pot, this condensed milk pot. Lord Gopinath has personally stolen this for you." So he was shouting on the top of his voice because he doesn't know who is this person. So when again and again he was calling, actually one time we had gone to Remuna, and there in the offering, afternoon offering, when they do that offering up, I don't know whether this happens now or not, it was maybe 6-7 years back. The pujari would come with some mahaprasad outside the premise and he will start calling. I had personally heard this. "Oh Madhavendapuri, please come here. Gopinath has stolen kheer for you." And then many people will assemble. And then he would give them everybody a little mahaprasad. That may not be Amrit Keli. Of course, still you can get that Amrit Keli even today also. I had actually read how the Amrit Keli is made actually. They mentioned that about 60 kilos of milk is condensed into 5 kilo. And then roasted wheat flour, a small quantity is mixed into that. And that gives actually the taste. That is the secret of that. Of course, a proper amount of sugar and other things also. So, he just gave this milk pot to Madhavendapuri. Heard his name, somebody is calling. So, he came and he introduced to him that, "I am Madhavendapuri." So, he said that, Gopinath has stolen this kheer pot for you, please take this. He handed it over to him. And then, seeing this personality and thinking that, see, such a big personality that Lord has personally stolen kheer for him, he just fell flat in front of his lotus feet and then offered his obeisance. He then got up and then left. The pujari left. Madhavendapuri part, holding the kheer in his hand, started contemplating that Lord is so merciful. He started remembering the mercy of Krishna unto him, that how merciful is Krishna. Sometimes he gives me some services, sometimes he actually cares for me. Even if I thought a small, just a fraction of thought came into my mind for this kheer, Lord has personally stole it and gave it to me. That was his thinking. He started swooning into ecstasy. He just fell down. But somehow or other he composed himself. He very much released the kheer bit by bit and scraped it and ate it. And then he broke that pot. And then he kept that broken pot with him into a cloth tied. And then he carried it with him. Every day he would just, to remember the mercy of the Lord, he would just eat that pot of, portion of that pot every day. And this is how for months together he ate that pot. In fact, when we had gone there for Yatra first time with Maharaj, and Maharaj narrated this story, and after the prasadam, and a story was narrated, Maharaj arranged that everybody should get one pot of that kheer. So everybody got that Mahaprasad kheer, and many devotees I saw, they just ate that, and then they also kept that pot with them. And many days they also ate that pot. I'll not take names of anybody, but there were many devotees did like this. So that is the mercy of the Lord. That's the mercy of the Lord. Then Madhavanapuri path started contemplating, then Krishna has become so merciful upon me, and when the night will decease and when the light, daylight will come, people will just flock to me like anything. Like this pujari came and just prostrated in front of me, people will come and think that I am a very fortunate soul, and then they will start glorifying me like anything. So before anybody could see him, before the light comes, he immediately in the night itself, he just started towards Jagannath Puri. But as it is said, the fame of the person goes faster than the person. Before he could reach Jagannath Puri, his fame has reached that he is the person for whom Lord has stolen kheer. And Lord is now called Kheer Chora. So Lord has now actually changed his name because of this person. So thinking like that, I mean, he just went there. By that time, people were just, when he entered Jagannath Puri, everybody knew that who this person was. And what was his mission to come here to Jagannath Puri. Still he went there, met with the Pandas, and met the government officials, and narrated them that story that he wanted chandan and camphor for the Lord, because the Lord is feeling hot, and instructed me this service that I bring this malaya chandan. And that time the chandan was not so freely available. It has to be transported under some strict government guidelines, government permission. Otherwise, nobody can, on their own, can purchase it or bring it. Otherwise, it will be counted as chandan taskar. So, he just made with them, they all arranged, because they understood that Lord wants it, they all arranged one man is 40 kilos. And 16 tolas of this camphor, they tied it and they provided two servants also to carry this. So all these three people, Madhavendra Puripath personally also, he carried all these, started carrying from there with that documents. And when they came, many people in the path also, like custom people, or what you called checkpost, check nakas, na? There you have to pay octroi. So they were asking for octroi kind of thing, but there he would show that government written letter, and that's how he would just pass through them. And then passing like that, he again came into the city of that village of Remuna. And again he thought that because Gopinath has done so much for me, let me go and take his darshan again. And then he came to take darshan. He waited for that evening arati, because that's a wonderful arati. He waited there for that time. And then after the arati, he took rest there only. And the Lord here, because the Lord was actually not feeling so hot, he wanted this Madhavendra Puripath to be glorified. So he just wanted to check him, that how much service he can do for me. And the Lord has now given him distinction marks, that he has passed it. Lord has understood that now this person, he has not considered his age, he has not considered that he doesn't have any money, he has not considered that how he will go through the regulatory principles, regulations of the states, passing through the checkpost, how all these things he will manage. And he has nothing, no influence, no money, nothing. And nobody will hear to such a person. Still he has just embarked on the path, on the service. And that too also, that time there was no flight, no train, no bus, no nothing, not even cycles were made. So he just walked all the way. Many months it took for him to walk. That time while coming, he was walking without any load. But while returning, he was walking with load. And almost, if you come by train, it takes about 6 to 8 hours from Jagannath Puri to reach to Remuna, Balasur. But still he walked all the way, it must have taken many days to come to Remuna with all that bundle of sandalwood pulp, sandalwood. And then when he was taking rest, Gopalji third time came into his dream. And third time he told to Madhavendra Puripad that I am very happy with your services. I just tested you that you will be able to do this service for me. And you have passed with flying colors. I am very, very much satisfied with your services. I am now feeling cool, don't worry about that. Myself is non-different from Gopinath. So you stay here only, you make pulp of this or paste of this chandan, apply it to the body of Gopinath, and then I will get the cool. I will feel cool, and your services are very much pleasing to me. So when he instructed him like this, then Madhavendra Puripad, when he got up, he just consulted with the pujari there, and he told the pujari that my Gopal is instructing me to do this kind of service, so please help me do this service. So many people, the pujari also provided some assistance, and he also had these two assistants. Then they started making pulp, and for 21 days, 3 weeks, they were making the paste and with camphor, and then applying to the body of Gopinath. And this is how he served the Gopal deity, by applying the chandan to Gopinath ji. So to commemorate this pastime, to commemorate the love of the heart of Madhavendra Puripad for his beloved Gopal, this chandan yatra is celebrated every year. And devotees, they come in large number. Someone grinds the chandan, and then someone preserved it, someone do something, and then some devotees, they apply it on the body of the Lord, just to show the love of their heart to the Lord. And Lord, he then feels very cool, thinking that these devotees are taking so much, doing so much labor for my pleasure. So we should never hesitate whenever such opportunity is offered. And of course, this opportunity is basically in our temple. Every day some chandan is required. So some devotees are there to grind chandan early in the morning at 4 o'clock only. That's a very nice service. It's not only grinding the chandan only is the service. There are many other services. Many devotees are doing these services. Some matajis, they are making garlands. Some devotees, they go early in the morning, bring flowers. Some devotees, they get up in the morning and cook bhoga for the Lord. Some matajis, they do their entire day's contemplation, planning for cooking for tomorrow for the Lord, how they can serve the Lord. So all these services, these are very, very nice opportunity. And it is mentioned that if Lord really actually becomes pleased to somebody, he really awards more and more service to that person. And when we chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So with this mantra we actually request Lord, O energy of the Lord, the all attractive Krishna and all pleasing Lord Rama, please engage me into the service of you, the all attractive Krishna. So Krishna is very benevolent in giving services to all of us. But are we really actually accepting the services which we requested from him? That is our part. And this Chandan Yatra reminds us that we should always be ready to do services in spite of whatever hurdles comes in. But we should never give up services. Then the Lord will be really very much pleased. The same Lord who is Krishna, who is Gopal, has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he himself, in front of the deity of Gopinath, he is remembering this pastime. He is remembering this pastime of the devotee who has done, rendered this much services to him. Taken so much hurdles, taken so much anutap, just to serve the Lord, to please him, to cool him. So, Lord said that if I my body is cooled, I'll feel pleasure. So he did this, and that is why we should also like to do that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies him by saying that he na jana gopalera anu agya paya sahastra krosa asi bole chandana magiya. He remembered very fondly that knowing the desire of Lord Gopal, Madhavendra Puripad travelled thousands of miles to bring Chandan. And then he says, Hena Chandan Vahi Bhara Laya Manek Chandan Tola Visheka Karpura. He brought all this Chandan. No, he says also that although he was hungry, he was actually following a strict vows of Ayachak Vritti. He would never ask anything from anyone. And it is not that everybody knows the heart of that person. And everybody thus seeing the external of that person will come to understand, oh, this person has not eaten. He is desiring some food. Let me give him some food. Somehow or other, if someone thinks that, oh, he is a sadhu, let me give him something. There are many people we experience when we go in these clothes. We don't know that person knows us or not. Many people doesn't know who we are, but they know these clothes. So some people, they give us garlands, some people they give us many other things, and some people also criticize us. So both the things are offered to us, but they are not offered to the body, they don't know who am I. But they know this cloth. This cloth is the cloth of a sadhu. Right? So there are variety of people, and not everybody considers the same way. So somebody will give, somebody will not give. And this person was practicing a vow that he would never ask anybody to anything. So, whenever he would get something, he would eat, and whenever he would not get, he would not eat. So, stop. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his conclusion that Pragadha premere ei sabhava achar, nijya dukha vighna adhi na kare vichar. If anybody is in dire love with the Lord, he would never consider his inconveniences. Rather, he would think only, contemplate only how to serve the Lord. So we must learn from this pastime that it is by untainted, unflinching love that we can please the Lord, and therefore we should resolve that whatever capacity we have, we must fully dedicate ourselves in the service of the Lord. This is the significance of this Chandan Yatra. Hearing and contemplating on this story with faith and devotion, one will definitely attain the treasure of Krishna Prem, which is very rare in this world. Jagata Durlabha Vastu Prema Dhana Paya. So, actually, our Prem Kishore Prabhu has requested me to also tell about today's pastime that Lord Gopal is executing here. So he asked me to tell one of the slokas which depicts this pastime. So I'll just tell that sloka, the meaning of that sloka, and then stop. Agre, you can also follow, you can do also, so that we can all remember that. Agre Kuruna Matha Pandavanam Dussasanena Hritavastrakesha Krishna Tada Krosananyanatha Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Translation is, before the assembled Kurus and Pandavas, when Dussasana caught her hair and clothing, Krishna, Draupadi, having no other protector or Nath, cried out, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. So, Lord Gopalji, who has given so much love of his heart to Madhavendra Puripad, he is now giving his protection to Draupadi. He is Krishna himself. And this remind all of us that if we also take Ananya Sharanyata at the lotus feet of the Lord, then Lord will come to protect us also. Lord will use us also, the insignificant souls, into His service. So, thank you so much. I once again extremely express my gratefulness that you have given me this opportunity, and I sincerely thank all of you for your blessings and presence. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.